Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Huge news story, and I'll read to you first of all a report from Victoria Police. Detectives from the Sporting Integrity Intelligence Unit have executed warrants at properties in the Warrnambool and Ballarat areas this morning as part of an ongoing investigation. Police executed warrants from just before 6 a.m. today. The properties were located in Miners Rest and Warrnambool. Detectives from the Ballarat Divisional Response Unit were also involved in this morning's operation. Three people have been arrested, including a 48-year-old Miners Rest man, a 38-year-old Yangaree man, and a 26-year-old Warrnambool man. They will now be interviewed in relation to sporting integrity matters, including obtained financial advantage by deception, engaging in conduct that corrupts or would corrupt a betting outcome of event or event contingency, use of corrupt conduct information for betting purposes, and attempt to commit indictable offences, namely obtain financial advantage by deception. A number of items, including a firearm and what is believed to be a conducted energy device, were also seized from the properties. The investigation remains ongoing and has also been assisted by Racing Victoria. It's interesting, it is tagged with anyone with information about illegal activity is urged to contact Crime Stoppers in Victoria. That's the latest release through from Victoria Police. Andrew Thompson is with the Warrnambool Standard. He's at one of the Darren Weir stables. Whereabouts are you, Andrew?
We're in Warrnambool, Sean.
In Warrnambool, and there's been plenty of action this morning at the Darren Weir stables.
It seems that there was about 20 armed officers converged on the Warrnambool racecourse, the Weir stables, this morning. There were searches of vehicles and the stables themselves. Australian Federal Police have been involved, compliance unit, Victorian stewards. So we understand that there's plenty going on in this space. We're not sure where this is all going to head, but this is a story we've been chasing for the last couple of weeks. We've been onto the RSPCA to see whether they were involved, but they have not been involved. So it's obviously a different sphere of investigation.
What's happened? Have people been arrested?
My understanding is that there's been a couple of people being arrested, and they're assisting police with three people have been arrested, and they're assisting the investigating officers with their investigations.
Do we know who they are?
Yes, we do, but we're certainly not saying at this stage.
All right. Have any particular devices been seized?
My understanding is that the investigations have led to items of interest being taken into police or investigator custody.
Do we have any indication as to what they are, whether they're substances or something else?
I think they're items as opposed to substances.
All right. Stewards there as well as federal police?
Yes, stewards are involved as well. Now, so we've got Australian Federal Police, Victoria Police and stewards involved. So it would seem to be a very widespread investigation.
Andrew, you're at Warrnambool. Has a similar situation evolved at the Ballarat stables of Darren Weir?
My understanding is the Miners Rest stable is where the key investigation has been ongoing. The Warrnambool stables, when we got there at about 7:15, it was pretty much business as usual. The raid was conducted at 6, and we've had enormous amounts of reports from the local trainers about what actually happened.
So at this stage, it's ongoing. Police are still there, and there's plenty of action still taking place.
My understanding is the Australian Federal Police have pretty much taken over the Warrnambool Police Station, and they're banging away on computers doing all sorts of wonderful things.
Any indication as to how long they'll be there for?
I would have thought that at least for the rest of the day, this investigation is not going to be an overnight thing.
You mentioned you've been sitting on this for a few days and waiting, so obviously the dogs were barking.
The dogs were certainly barking, but we'd actually been putting in questions to RSPCA as opposed to Australian Federal Police. I would never have guessed the Federal Police would have been involved.
All right, Andrew, really appreciate your time. We'll keep in touch.
Much appreciated. All the best.
There we go. Andrew Thompson, he's at the Warrnambool Standard. Now, Greg Glidden is a reporter with the Ballarat Courier. And he's at Ballarat. What's been happening there this morning, Greg?
Very murky at this stage. We've just arrived here, and there's both uniformed and plainclothes officers mulling around outside the stable. At this point, we don't know a lot of details about what's going on, but no doubt it'll develop as the day unfolds.
Are there stewards there as well?
Not that I can recognise at this stage, but as I say, we've just probably got maybe a dozen federal police and and uniformed police standing around outside the front of the stage. I'm not sure what's going in. We obviously can't get in right directly into the stable area, but there's definitely some action happening out here.
Have any of the police entered the property as yet?
They're just going in and out as we come. I've just seen a couple just go through a fence right now. But at this stage, there's probably still 8 or 9 that are still mulling around outside, talking however they talk.
Greg, when did you hear about this, that there was going to be a raid?
Heard about this just after 7 a.m. this morning. There'd been a rumour floating around that something was going on at both Ballarat and at Warrnambool. So we headed out here pretty quick, and the tip-off appears to be right. We're not sure what's going on, as I say, but no doubt this will develop as the day goes on.
Now, you're at the Ballarat stables?
Yes, I am. That's correct.
Are there police and stewards at the Warrnambool stables, as far as you believe?
I have not been made aware of that at this stage. As I said, I've just recently just got out here myself. So.
All right. Good on you, Greg. Greg Liddon there, and he's from the Ballarat Courier. Now, Leo Schlink, of course, is with the Melbourne Herald Sun.
Sean, it's been a fairly frantic morning for stables and racing authorities around the place. We're yet to find out exactly what's occurred, but I believe arrests have been made at Warrnambool and Ballarat, and we're just waiting on the substance of those arrests to come through.
Do we know who's been arrested?
I believe that Darren Weir is among those who have been investigated, and a man from Yangaree and also another man from Warrnambool.
Have substances been seized?
I believe two items of interest have been found. One is believed to be a firearm. The other is believed to be an electrical conducting device.
Okay. Now, at this stage, who's been there? We believe stewards and federal police, Leo.
I believe so, along with the Victoria Police Sports Integrity Unit. And I believe the lines of inquiry are continuing, and that'll become clearer if this matter gets to court.
Do they anticipate any further arrests will be made?
I know the matter is ongoing, so it's possible, Sean. So this is very early doors. Darren Weir arrived back in Australia from New Zealand last night, and the raid was conducted pretty much at dawn this morning.
Leo was at Ballarat and Warrnambool, both stables?
That's correct. There was a miner's rest and also at Warrnambool.
Are the police or stewards saying anything at this stage or not?
I believe Racing Victoria will issue a statement shortly. I'm not sure of the substance of that. The police, I believe, will issue something in fairly soon, and it'll go from there.
All right, Leo. Thank you very much, Leo Schlink there. And the report has come through from the Victoria Police. Just quickly, it says detectives from the Sporting Integrity Intelligence Unit have executed warrants at properties in the Warrnambool and Ballarat areas this morning as part of an ongoing investigation. The properties were in Miners Rest and Warrnambool. They've arrested a 48-year-old Miners Rest man, a 38-year-old Yangaree man, and a 26-year-old Warrnambool man. A number of items, including a firearm and what is believed to be a conducted energy device, also seized from the properties. We'll be following that right throughout the morning for you.